Hi, I'm Jonelle Monica Lytle again, and I'm here to share with you some more of the story about what happened in the homeless class. On the third morning, as I went to get in my van, as I was approaching, I noticed broken glass all over the street. I noticed the window was totally shattered, and there was all this glass on the outside of the van on the street and glass on the inside in the seat. And as I opened the door, I saw this huge rock that evidently they had used to break my window. So I reached for the rock, and at that moment of reaching the rock, I heard in my head very loud and clear, "Upon this rock, I shall renew my faith." And I thought, well, that isn't a message for me because I have a lot of faith. And so in the meantime, I called the woman I was staying with, Margot Johnson, and I told her that I had a police report to make, and if she could please call the church and let the students know that I would be there, but I had to make a police report first. So after the report, I went to class, and I took the rock with me. Now, you're going to learn about this technique called psychometry, but I knew that the person who had thrown that rock or the people who had handled it, their vibrations, their energy was left in that rock, and that through the Silva method, we could just go to level, use our right brains, mentally project into the rock, and maybe we could pick up information that would lead us to finding out who did this and possibly even maybe retrieving some of my belongings. When I finally got to class that morning, by this time it was 11 or 11:30 by the time the police took the report, and so we were running quite late, but I went ahead and I put two long tables together, 2 6-foot tables, and I put the rock right in the very center, and then I had all the students sit around, and I said, we're going to start this course off today with just a little bit something different. We're going to skip ahead to something that we would do much later in the program. We're going to mentally project. Now, you've been taught all along that you can project your faculties of genius, that you can detect information, and that you can bring that information back to you and actually act on it. So we're going to exercise that ability because it's already been programmed in. So I gave them each a pen and a piece of paper, and I said, now we're going to go to level, and we're each going to mentally project into this rock, but I want you to write down anything that comes to your mind. Well, to make a long story short, at the end of the exercise, which took about 20 minutes, there were a number of us who came up with the outfit that the person was wearing, even the kind of shoes, the race, the fact that he was a male, and several of the people came up with a street, a couple more came up with another street, and one of the persons had actually written on a piece of paper where those two streets intersected. Several of the men just got up right then as soon as they heard the intersection. Now, mind you, this is a half an hour across town. It's around 12 or 13 degrees that day. Ice on the ground, and they just said, we'll be back with your things. And at that moment, I was so touched that they would just stop everything and go do this for me that I couldn't even speak. Well, as they were leaving, two more of the homeless came in who were late that morning, so we quickly explained to them what we had just done. And as soon as I mentioned the two streets, this one guy said, I know exactly where that is. And so I reached in my purse. I said, here's a 20, take a cab. Now, as I handed him that 20, I had another form of intuition. This time it was visualization. I saw this big picture, and I saw those same two men coming down this long corridor, entering the room where we were with my great big Silva suitcase with my belongings in it. And I thought, ooh, wouldn't that be nice? So later on that afternoon when we were having our lunch, and there I was using my Silva advanced technique for energizing my food, I had my eyes closed, my head down, and all of a sudden I heard one of the ladies say, oh my gosh! So I looked up to see what she was oh my goshing about, and there, just like in my vision, were the two men coming down the corridor with my Silva case. They found my belongings strewn all over the street in that area that showed up in our exercise earlier that morning. And some of my belongings they found in trash cans. Some of them they found in dumpsters. They found the suitcase was too big, was out on the street. And many of the things were missing. But I did get a lot of my belongings back. Now, the exciting part of this was the fact that these men and women who had come in, who had started the class late, and who had only had a portion of Silva were still able to use their faculties of genius, even though we hadn't gotten to that part of the program yet. But the fact that we had programmed in the words that you were able to project to anywhere on this planet to solve a problem was in their computers, and they were able to prove that to themselves that morning. So it was like I had asked God in the beginning that those men and women would be able to experience their faculties of genius. I had asked higher intelligence that they would see the final end results, even though it looked like once we were into the program, we weren't going to get to that part.